Good day, listeners, and welcome to Digital Pandemonium, a comical cultural zeitgeist of a podcast with your host, Harrison Godzilla, and his group of moronic maniacs that he calls his friends. Join the squadron of these young gentlemen as they talk about Australia with a guest star. So please prepare for chaos and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Digital Pandemonium Podcast. I am Harrison, and I'm here with Gabe, Ed, Darren, Zaire, who ain't currently at his computer right now, and we have a guest star today, Ash Off Topic. Welcome. Welcome Hello. To the show.
It's good to be here.
There he is.
Eddie, what are you doing?
Flip your phone and you go to Australia.
Watch, yeah, I can flip my camera, my whole laptop.
I can't actually see you guys, like, properly unless you do flip it upside down. That's, like, you know, because I'm upside down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because man is in Australia. Oh, shit.
I can't do it for mine. Mine is flipping.
Recording, continue smoothly, live video will return when their internet improves.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oof.
Oh, boy. This is
I'm on the 5G internet.
Good job, Gabe. You want a cookie?
Me too.
No. I can just order one using my 5G internet.
Hey, Gabe.
You know what? That's fair.
Hi, Eddie.
You know what?
I like your haircut. You like mine?
I do like yours. It looks nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, So we're here. I'm not sure. Ash, can you still hear us? Like,
what are you doing, Gabe?
Nothing. Nothing.
Dude, nothing's going wrong for me. I can, like,
oh my gosh.
Fine.
It's...
Well, we figured this might happen.
This is what happens when you try to get someone in Austria.
Oh, crap. We can't be suspicious in chat because we have a guest star now.
Yeah, we can.
Darn.
Wait, what's the problem? Is it just, like, hella lag or something?
Just on our end. I'm not sure. Well, it says the recording is smooth, like... For us, the recording is continues smoothly, so we'll get your raw footage just fine. It's just right now we can't see jack diddly squat from you, but it's all right. If it says it's going smoothly on your side, we can do it anyway. So, So how's everyone doing?
I'm alive.
Good. That's good.
I think.
Same here.
Anyway, what? What, Darren? What did you say?
I said me too. So
you're
I'm still
alive.
Here.
That is good. I don't know where the heck's here.
I'm alive.
I don't know what the heck he's doing. He said he'll be right back, but all right, we'll just see. We will have to see. So I'm trying to think what has happened to us lately. Happened to me lately. Oh, Gabe, do you want to talk about our trip?
Oh, your camping trip.
Last weekend? Hey. Gabe is just looking but hey, Gabe, it was a fun trip. It was a very fun trip.
It was. Which one?
The camping trip with Ali.
Very fun.
Did
I remember.
You forget?
No, it's just a lot's going on this week.
Understandable. I thought I was like, was it all that drinking that got to you, boy?
You're not supposed to say that. You're going to compromise our integrity. Just kidding. No. No, no. It was actually work.
Understandable. Oof. Understandable.
Work makes me lose brain cells sometimes.
Making that money, money, money,
oh,
money, money.
It's
money,
my
money,
last
money,
week.
Money, money,
Shut
money,
up.
Money, 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 money.
It's my last week at work. I put in my 2 weeks 2 weeks ago. I go back to school soon.
I go back. I'm moving into my my apartment next Wednesday.
Apartment?
Yeah, it is an apartment building that is part of the dorm.
A dorm.
A dorm that is also an apartment because there's suites, there's dorms, and then there's apartments.
A dorm.
Well, it's called an apartment because it's a 5-person room.
Dorm.
You mean a Do you mean a five-room apartment or a five-person room?
He gave me the bird. Ed, what are you doing?
Wait, can you guys hear me at all?
That is very... Oh, we can hear you. It's
yes.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
Ed,
yeah, we
stop.
Can hear what? You. Just we can't see you right now, but it says your recording is smooth, Ed. What is that, Ed? Ed just became Freddy Fazbear, okay. What is this? This is cursed. Anyways. So I guess we should just talk a little bit about the trip, Gabe, if you want to go. I mean, it was a very nice trip. Got into nature. Although the...
Whose phone's making that noise?
That would be mine. That would have been Lewis.
Make him shut up.
I will make him shut up. Anyway...
Or
whoa.
I'll do it myself.
Oh my god! Just pulls out the freaking what is that?
The Luger.
The Luger.
Oh my Ed. Oh my.
Anyway, so
Eddie,
Gabe, can we talk about how Saturday we got absolutely wasted?
Well, not absolutely wasted. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. I mean,
only slightly wasted.
Shot of fire.
Ah! Aha! I had three!
Hey, I had also a shot of fireball. That didn't help at all. And then
I don't like fireball.
We had eight cake, and I'm not sure if anyone knows this, but cake and alcohol don't mix at all.
Yeah.
And then it was really hot in the room because the dehumidifier was like blowing hot air. And I was like, I had to go outside for some
air. It turns out we were supposed to turn it off while we're there and leave it on when we're not there.
Well, then...
We did not get the memo.
We did not get the memo at all. We were just sweating to death.
Harrison, I'm confused. I thought you said this was a camping trip.
Yeah, it was pretty much a camping trip.
But you were sleeping in a building.
In a cab, well...
That's not camping.
Yeah, sort of like a cabin-esque, like out in the middle woods.
You want to know how we do it in Australia?
It's a
we
cabin.
Have a top and a sleeping bag, and that's all you need for the next 10 days.
Well, Australia is less civilized, so that makes sense.
No, we're perfectly civilized. We just have a greater sense of adventure.
Ah.
A sense of adventure.
What did I get back to?
Hey, Zaire, welcome back. We were just introduced our guest star, and you're... Like, we're talking about our trip.
Edward, don't say that. Bad Eddie. You can't say that in chat.
What? I was gonna say,
Darren! You can't finish that sentence.
I was gonna
say... Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh,
please don't look at the podcast chat. This is scuffed.
Well, why would you tell him not to look at it? Now he's gonna look at it.
Now I'm looking at it.
You know how this process works. Come on, Harry.
I'm sorry.
Guys.
We're gonna get canceled.
That doesn't even look that bad.
And froze.
Maybe I just don't get the inside joke.
Yet.
Yeah. Oh, Ed died.
Ed.
I think his phone died. Oh, well. Anyway, wait, Zaire, are you still there?
Yep. Yeah, I'm still here.
Would you mind turning on your camera?
No.
Oof.
No.
When I gotta, like, clean up my stuff, so that's why I'm not doing it.
Alright, that's understandable. Anyway.
I still have to clean up my room.
I don't care.
But Harrison's like, he's on a time crunch. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But that's understandable. Eddie Fazbear has joined the chat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, this is so cursed. This is so cursed. Anyway, so yeah, that's what pretty much happened to me and what was it? Yeah, just a fun time. Anyway, so I'm just trying to Ed, I think it's because it's recording. You can't switch your thing. Oh my, this is cursed.
Did Ed break again?
Ed broke again.
No.
Boo. Dumbass.
Anyway, so gosh darn. Anyway, so might as well just get why we have Ash here, because we're gonna talk about Australia for a bit for a good portion of the podcast. Yes, that's the only reason why we have Ash here. That's
a nice name.
I'm a nice person to be around, aren't I? I don't know. I thought so.
Yeah. So I guess the first question, like, I'm just trying to think, like, how long have you been in Australia? Like, for most of your life, or like,
from the way he's sounding, it sounds like he was born there.
No, I was not actually. I was not born in Australia.
You weren't.
No, I was actually born in the UK in a town called Chichester, which is like not too far from Portsmouth. And I think I was like 8 months old when we moved to Australia. And I've lived in Australia ever since then. So I've lived in Australia for, well, it's my birthday in like a week and a half. So I've lived in Australia for, I suppose, 19 years now. Which is 19 of my 20 years, pretty much.
Wow.
That is actually very cool now. And so, yeah.
And I do have full UK citizenship, so I'm also British.
Oh.
Because I was born there, I am technically British as well. So you get two in one.
All right, so which side is your fucking accent?
Oh, Australian, 100%.
Which side of the world does the side to be on today?
I would prefer to be in the Northern Hemisphere right now.
So Australia, got it.
It's cold in Australia right now.
It's cold in Australia?
It's not like cold, but like winter, I wish it was warmer. Yeah, we're just coming out of winter right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Harrison, I literally went on a ski trip like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, I forgot you went on the ski trip. Gabe, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh, it's an earthquake. I can't. Okay, I'm fine.
This podcast is cursed.
This podcast is cursed.
Oh, God.
Is it true that in Australia, you guys live mostly on the coastline?
Yes. Yes, that is 100% true. Like, 90% of Australia is not even inhabited. It's like you look out to the middle of Australia and you've got absolutely no one there.
Okay.
It's great. Actually, look, if you look up a map with like the lights and where the lights are in Australia, you'll have the entire east coast with lights, a little bit of the west coast, and like a bit of the south coast as well. And then everywhere else is just nothing.
Why? Why is that?
Because the middle of Australia is just a horrible place. It's just like, it's basically desert. It's like, once you, there's all the way down the east coast, there's this thing called the Great Dividing Range.
Oh.
And once you get like a little ways away from that, it basically turns into desert, and that's all you've got until you get to the other coast. And Australia's a big country, so the other coast is a very long way away. You know, we're like the fifth biggest country in the world.
Fun. Wow, I did not know that.
And we're the largest island, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. Anyway, so let me just look. So, yeah, for. So I just want to hear, because you told me some of these off podcasts. Oh, do you know what I forgot? We should probably mention how we know each. Like, how do I know Ash? And like, if you have any other like social media accounts that you know people can find out about. Like, you know, you have public stuff and whatnot.
Yeah. So
I will just go into a little bit details of. So I met Ash. Yeah. Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. No. I can't remember what my TikTok username is. Hang on, give me a second. I mean, you can link this stuff, right?
Yeah, we can link it, yeah, in the surf.
Yeah, so my TikTok is my name, just like Ashton Gresham, which is my full name. I mean, bar the two middle names, but is just Ashton Gresham under the username PaladinX19. And then my Instagram is just Ash Off Topic. Yeah, and that content is basically all, like, on TikTok, I do some of my socio-political hot takes, and then on Instagram, it's basically entirely faith-based. Bro, what is going on?
National Socialist.
National.
I believe we are looking at your ceiling.
Ed, are we looking?
What?
Eddie, I think we're looking at your ceiling. Oh, there what? We go.
What are you looking at?
We're looking at now. Your beautiful eyes.
Your ugly ass face. Eddie,
Eddie, don't hurt Eddie's feelings.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Eddie. There you're very handsome.
Ed's like, wow. Anyway, So how I met Ash, it's pretty funny. It was on Hannah's no. Discord. What was it, Ash? When did you join? Like, and you were
so I've only
in
been,
June, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've only been on the Discord for like 2 months now. And I think the first time I talked to you was someone was talking about temptation with the Bible and stuff like that, and I think you were on that call. Or something like that, and I jumped in because I was like, "Oh, they're talking Bible. I'll talk with them." So I started talking, and then basically every day since then, I've been on the Discord with no life.
It do be like that, and yeah, I think it just and funny enough, you were on Hannah's stream that one time. I remember that.
Which
that
stream?
What was it? The Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, the dragon. Yeah, I was on that stream.
The slaying the dragon and spreading the influence of Spungbung.
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 Spungbung will reign forever.
Spungbung.
Spingbung.
Wait, Darren, Gabe, Eddie, are you guys all in for Spungbung? Are you guys part of that group? Yeah.
Spungbung. I did something special and I added an SH pronunciation to the front, so it's Spungbung.
You know, I'm not sure I fully agree with that, Gabe.
Of course, because you're German.
Oh. Well, you're gonna have to agree with it then. Spungbung. It's fun to say, though, I have to admit.
It is pretty fun to say. That is very true. Anyway, so, and Ed and Darren are just saying hi to each other. Anyway, so, Ash, I want to hear, so now we're here talking about Australia. The first thing I wanted to ask you is, what are some, like, wildlife experiences you had in Australia, like, with the Australian fauna? I just got to hear some of these stories.
I am guessing that you're talking about the two particular instances that I told you about.
Yeah, I want to hear
okay.
those.
I can retell those. All right, so as Australia is world renowned, I suppose, as very dangerous in terms of the wildlife. And the scary thing about that is that it's not even limited to like the carnivorous wildlife or like the actual venomous wildlife. I mean, kangaroos are quite dangerous as well. And I personally spend a lot of time in the bush. I do a lot of camps, and back when I was in high school, I did a cadet program. Actually, both of my kind of scary wildlife stories are probably from cadet camps. But I was in cadets, and I was a what was I? I think this was when I was a corporal. Lance Corporal. I was the Lance Corporal. And basically, we were doing an activity during the day, and I was leading my section with...
Bless you,
kid.
Darren.
Louis.
Oh, this sorry, we have surprise guest appears. It's Louis.
What's his name?
CNRKSJXNFBFB.
Surprise appearance by Louis. Welcome, Louis. We have a guest star.
Yo, there's some download. It's just something's downloading. I download right now.
A virus, a Trojan virus.
No, that's your footage. That's your footage, Louis. You're all good.
OnlyFans.
Is being downloaded.
Yeah, your recording is being downloaded live.
Don't do that.
Yep. So yeah, so yep. Ash, that is Lewis, our resident goofball. Another
Hello,
resident
Lewis.
Goofball.
Anyway, what was I saying? I can't remember.
You were talking about like your camping trips or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I was on cadets. I was the lance corporal, and we were doing a day activity. And I was walking up front of my section with one other kid, quite a small kid actually. Like he was, I think at that stage I was in year 10, so I would have been like 16. I think I would have been probably about 6'2" at that point. So this kid was quite a lot shorter than me, despite being only like a year younger than me. No, actually, I probably would have been about 6'3" in year 10. Maybe even taller. I don't know. Anyway. But this kid was quite a lot smaller than me. And basically, we were just walking up front, like trudging through the bush. And this massive, easily the biggest red-bellied black snake that I've ever seen. Now, for context, red-bellied black snakes aren't far from the most dangerous snakes in Australia, but you still don't want to have a bad run-in with them. But yeah, it was a good, like, I'm going to say it was probably nearing on 6 foot long, probably maybe even bigger. What is going on here?
I don't know what these guys are doing.
Yeah, I'm very confused as well.
Yeah, Gabe.
Oh, just ignore us. We're listening.
Right, okay.
We're listening. We act like we're NPCs, so we can't control it.
Oh, you guys should do those NPC lives on TikTok.
They're NPCs.
You should do those NPC lives on TikTok and earn thousands of dollars.
No, I hate those. Those are so
That
stupid.
Sounds
honestly,
like a good idea.
They are the most disturbing thing those I think I've so ever stupid. Seen on TikTok. On TikTok. But anyway,
the
so
live. Oh my god! Why? Oh, they're so bad.
This So anyway, yeah. This snake just comes out from underneath the brush, and I see it emerge. And my first instinct, obviously, when you see a massive snake come out, is to is to run. But I also noticed
I'm so
kid...
sorry, Ed. I'm sorry, Ed.
What was that?
I understand. What I understand. I'm having the same problem.
Ed, you look so stupid. Oh my gosh. Oh my. Only on the Digital Pandemonium podcast. Only here. I'm sorry, Ash.
Gosh, one of these days, if you guys actually like get your podcast like to a really high level where you're able to fund yourself to have like your own studio, it's gonna be hilarious to see what you're like when you're all in the same room together.
Oh my!
In the same room, yeah.
That's gonna be hectic.
Nothing's getting recorded. Nothing's getting.
Nothing is getting recorded.
Nothing is getting done.
Nothing. We did one time, and that ended up being the most scuffed episode yet. Ed freaking had what was it? Ed had a freaking big barrel of pretzels eating it as we're recording and just gorfing down this barrel of pretzels. Darren almost died by choking on his water. Yeah, it was because bro. Gabe freaking played with the mic. Remember that, Gabe? And then what was the thing? And then Ed and Dan were trying to figure out the ice machine in the background. And all I hear from
my brother in Christ.
Yeah, my brother in Christ. It's in there. You put the ice in the freaking... You get
you turn it on and the ice comes out. Yeah.
just in the background. It was the funniest thing ever. Oh, jeez. Anyway, Ash, please continue before we derail any further.
I can't remember where I was. see, this is why I'm called Ash Off Topic, is because I get off topic so easily.
I guess that makes sense. Well, you'll fit in here greatly, because we do go off.
Yeah, this should be called the Off Topic Podcast. Actually, no, that's my podcast name. You guys don't get to take that. That's my podcast name. When I start my own podcast, that's going to be my podcast.
Darn.
anyway,
Remember, you were talking about this big ass snake coming from the brush and then this kid.
Yeah. So this snake emerges and my like first instinct is just to sprint away from it. And that's generally not what you're supposed to do around snakes. General of
I'm sorry, is it Ed?
I think it's mainly Gabe.
Hiya, Ed, what are you? It's mainly Gabe. Gabe, what?
Oh my god.
Hi. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so this...
Guten Abend.
So my first instinct is to run away from this snake, and that's generally not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stay calm, and you're supposed to slowly back away. But I was like, hell nah, there's no way I'm just slowly backing away from this absolutely massive snake. So I literally turn around, and this kid, remember, he's a lot smaller than me. I basically grab him around the waist and, like, sprint, like, 10 meters back from the snake and start shouting, like, snake, snake, snake to my entire section. And then I proceeded to have
to... I'm just imagining you carrying that kid like a freaking briefcase, just...
That's pretty... like a freaking That's pretty much football. How it was. Yeah, that's pretty much how I picked him up, just like under one arm. And then I proceeded to have to screw around, because there's proper procedure for when you come across things like that. I had to try and make a marker for the rest of the cadet unit to stay away from this area. Because... obviously, you don't want the rest of the unit going into that area, but I had to try and do it by myself around this snake, like, to make sure that no one else would go there, but that was a pain in the ass. But yeah, that's probably one of my stories. I've got, like, a lot of others, but my other one is probably one of the stupidest things that I've ever done in my life. I decided to go up against a mob of kangaroos.
Oh, is this the kangaroo?
Yeah. Now,
you what?
I'm going to give full warning here. No one ever try this. If you are in Australia and you come across kangaroos, do not walk up to them, especially if it's a full mob, because they will potentially box you. Yeah, exactly, Darren. They will box you. But and you don't want to be in that position because they are actually very dangerous.
Darren and Lewis.
But anyway, so
can they kill you?
Yeah, I'm sure they can kill you. I don't know if anyone's actually ever been killed by one, but I'm sure that's happened before. I would say they are dangerous enough to kill you, though. But I think it might have been actually the exact same cadet camp. So I'm someone who has actually spent a lot of time out in the country. My uncle owns a farm, so like. Generally, I would visit his farm, like, I don't know, once a year, twice a year. I spend a couple weeks up there hunting and helping out with, like, cattle and all that sort of stuff. And that's something that I'm quite used to, like, dealing with kangaroos. What's going on here?
What is Gabe? Well, Gabe, what are you doing?
Yes, a kangaroo attacked a man in Redmond, Australia, and blocked emergency paramedics from getting to him in time.
Oh
he was
God.
Killed in 1936.
Bro deserves a Darwin Award for that.
That's
says since 1936.
That takes some skill to die to a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Just skill.
The kangaroo blocked paramedics' access to him. That's funny.
Actually,
he just freaking bodied him. It's like, what are you gonna? And just squares up to the paramedics. Like, I dare you to try rescuing this man.
No, oh, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. It's the first fatal attack by a kangaroo in Australia since 1936.
The kangaroo says no.
Oh, right.
The kangaroo said no.
Oh, this was last year.
Damn.
To be fair, kangaroos have a really lethal kick, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what they do is...
Well, yeah, just don't get up behind them or up to them at all.
What they do is they have their tail, and their tail's actually very strong. Like, their tail's probably the strongest muscle in their body. But they, like, lean back on their tail and are able to kick forward with both of their front feet. And that's actually very dangerous. Like, there's the swiping that they do, like the boxing, but the actual kick that they do is probably the most dangerous part. Are you mocking me, Harrison?
Turn to Hannah.
Oh, why? Is your phone about to die?
Oh, God. I'll be back.
Eddie! No, Eddie!
Oh, God.
No!
Ed became
no,
Hannah.
Not Freddy
oh, no.
Fazbear.
Sorry.
Not Freddy Fazbear.
I smudged it. No!
I'm sorry. We are
yeah.
Identical. Alright.
Do you want me to keep on going, or do we want to see if...
What? Keep on going, please.
Alright. So anyway, so... I think it might have been the exact same cadet camp. There are a lot of kangaroos on the range that year for some reason. I don't know why. But for context, we did allow cadet camps on like a military range, a military training range. I can't remember where, but it's somewhere in Australia. A few hours away from Sydney. But anyway, there are a lot of kangaroos on the range that year for whatever reason. And my platoon, actually, this is the next year. I was a platoon sergeant at this stage, and my platoon was marching down the road, and we come across an entire big mob of kangaroos, in just standing in the way of us on the road. And so my platoon commander, my CUO, she called the platoon to halt because obviously you don't want to go marching into a group of kangaroos. Because that is quite dangerous. But me as someone who has more experience with kangaroos than like most Sydney kids, and that was who I was with. I was with a bunch of Sydney kids that like have no experience in any rural areas. I sort of realized that, you know, like this mob is like it's a big mob, but they don't have a really big alpha male. And me being as tall as I was, for context, remember I'm 6'5", I'm quite large. Large, I shouldn't have said that. That's going to get taken out of context. I know that there's not a particularly big alpha male in this group, so I start walking towards the... probably the largest male that I could find in the group, and I just walk straight into this group of kangaroos, and I essentially just stand up straight, and I'm like arcing up to this guy that's like standing there trying to act like he's the big dog and the alpha male, and that was probably like one of the stupidest things I've ever done, because even if it was a smaller kangaroo, that kangaroo was probably a lot stronger than me, but I got lucky. He assessed me. He decided that I was not worth his time, or that I would have beaten him, which I probably wouldn't have. So this kangaroo just turned around and hopped off, and the rest of the mob went with him. And I just sort of trotted back to my platoon, and everyone was looking at me like, "What the hell did Ashton just do? Like, this dude's a madman." And I played it off at the time. I was like, dude, that was chill. Like, I had nothing to worry about, but I was crapping myself internally. Like, in hindsight, it was a very stupid thing to have done.
Man literally stood up to a freaking kangaroo.
It was very silly.
Wait, is it true that people have burgers of kangaroos there? Like, does it actually get served there?
I'm not sure if it gets served in restaurants very often, but you can like buy kangaroo meat. Mincing kangaroo is probably the easiest way to eat kangaroo. Like I've done it before, like killed, cause I've done a lot of hunting. So I've killed kangaroo, minced up their meat. It's actually quite good. Kangaroo meat's quite nice.
You're allowed to hunt kangaroos?
Oh yeah, you can hunt your national animal. Australia is one of the only countries in the world in which you can actually actively hunt your national animal.
Barbecue him.
Obviously, it'd be a bit hard for the UK to do it because they don't have lions in the UK, but but yeah, so yeah, kangaroo meat is actually quite yummy. Like it's a bit tougher and a bit gamier than most meat, but it's not too much different from like venison. Like maybe a bit, it's a bit worse than venison, but not much.
Hmm. What are you guys laughing at? I'm sorry. What are you guys Oh my god. Oh my god.
Gas! Gas! Gas!
Oh my god. And be thankful that our freaking thing doesn't...
Oh my god.
Be thankful that our chat doesn't show while we're recording, because that is cancelable.
You guys would 110% be demonetized.
I don't care.
Fred's just like,
yes!
Whatever.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, we got a nuke. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so... do you guys have anything to ask Ashton, please? I just asked about the wildlife. Please tell me.
Oh. Is the Tasmanian tiger really extinct?
I would say yes. I mean, I've heard rumors that, like, there's maybe still one or two wandering around, but I would say yes.
They're scary looking.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely not, with a freaking unhinging...
Tasmanian tigers are cool, actually.
They are cool looking, yes. Just their freaking unhinged jaws just going... just, I think they were killed because they were preying on livestock too much. I think that was the reason why.
I heard it was government ordered, like the government paid you to kill them.
Yeah, it was the same with Tasmanian devils. For the longest time, Tasmanian devils were actively hunted because they were a pest, and now that's been outlawed, and they're like not extinct, but they're endangered. What are we looking at?
Oh, we got slideshow by Gabe. Okay, what's this?
History fact 69.
All right, we're looking up facts about the Tasmanian tiger, a.k.a. the thylacine. That's what they're called.
Yeah,
that thing's extinct.
Kind of sucks.
Or it's in my basement. Never know.
Or it's in Ed's basement with all of his dinosaurs.
Look at how wide its mouth can open. That's insane.
It's like Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah, no, they're kind of crazy.
I'm gonna need that.
Yo.
Oh, hey. No, what? You're. Don't you dare.
Really?
Ed, Darren.
I need it as a pet.
Look, I know what you're thinking.
It'd be awesome to like have
Darren,
my big backyard or something.
It's gonna snap it off, Darren.
Snap what off? I just mean it'd be like nice to have as like a pet.
Darren, you're gonna go to jail. That's
no, he's going to hell.
He's going to hell with Margaret.
He's going straight to hell.
I'll see you there, Gabe.
He's gonna join Margaret.
You're just as bad, little bad German boy.
But the Tasmanian tiger is actually not a cat. It's actually a marsupial.
Mm.
So, which basically means that it like carries its babies in a pouch. It's like a kangaroo, or a, what other marsupials do we have? Or a koala. Koalas are marsupials.
Yeah, koalas are also marsupials, I believe.
And then you got monotremes. Don't even get me started on monotremes. They're weird. Do you guys know what a monotreme is?
Mono what?
A monotreme.
Aren't they the echidnas?
Like I said.
Oh yeah, and a kid is a monotreme, I'm pretty sure.
You mean those trains that run on magnets?
You mean a monorail.
Oh, okay, an echidna. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure echidnas and platypuses, platypi, platypuses. I don't even know what the plural is.
Hey Gabe.
Eddie, what's that? That's not legal, Ed.
Yeah, it is. It's legal in PA. It just became legal again.
Police are on their way, Ed.
See, in Australia, in Australia, we have very strict laws when it comes to things like guns and knives. So we're very limited onto what the guns and knives we can own.
Wait, it's really strict?
It's quite strict.
In Australia, you have to have a kangaroo as your bodyguard.
Yeah, and your vehicle. We ride kangaroos around as well.
No, you ride spiders because they're so big.
This is probably all I can get away with carrying on me, just my multi-tool.
According to the county sheriff's office, you are under arrest.
Yeah, that's not real.
No, it's not.
Oh, he called you out.
Gabe is the fakest looking cop I've ever seen.
I'm the sexiest looking fakest cop ever.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
We're getting a divorce.
Look, the fact of the matter is, Gabe, you can't claim to be sexy when you've got Harrison and Nicole.
Fine, I'll kill him.
Oh, okay. But then you've still got me to deal
with. No, you're good, Harry. Don't worry about it.
Gabe, then you've still got me to deal with, and I live, like, the entire world away, so...
Dang, he got you there, son.
What'd he say?
He said you got him to deal with, and he lives, like, a half a world away.
Well, come to my place, then we'll talk.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Where do you guys live, Pennsylvania? Hell no, nah, I'm staying away from there.
Yes, I'll purchase your plane ticket for it. Oh. Well,
you know, you can get a flight from Sydney to Auckland, and then Auckland to New York, and then we'll pick you up at the New York airport. All right.
Why would I go by? Surely New Zealand is not the most efficient way to go.
Yeah, what's that, like $3,000 in plane tickets?
Yeah, it is. You can't fly from Sydney to New York. It's Sydney to Auckland, and then Auckland to New York.
But you can go Sydney to LA, I'm pretty sure.
LA? The drug people hang
out. Oh, yeah, actually, now that I think of it, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Do you guys not like the New Zealanders?
No? What?
Oh, okay.
I don't have any problem with New Zealanders.
I don't know where I read it, but apparently, I don't know, there's some generalization you guys hate them for some reason.
No, I mean, when it comes to rugby, maybe, but that's about it.
I get that there's a fair point there.
Enough.
So that's, I guess, enough. Something that came up. Oh, look at that. It came back.
That's enough.
There we go. Your finger improved. 40 minutes in, your camera's working.
Let's go.
Whose camera?
Ash,
well, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's not context, on for me.
Well, you guys suck.
For context with the Australia and New Zealand rugby thing, Australia hasn't won the Bledisloe Cup, which is the game that they do between Australia and New Zealand. They haven't won it in, I think it's been like 21 years. So in that respect, we dislike New Zealand a bit. It's been 21 years since we won the... Although New Zealand is very good at rugby, so, you know. Who can blame us, really?
I mean, that's a fair point. I'm just trying to think. Zaire and Lewis, since you two haven't talked yet, do you guys have anything to ask?
No, not really. I'm chilling.
Man, just chill. Man is gaming on the podcast. What a nerd. I'm literally waiting for the "you guys get games" there. You guys get games? Anyway.
Homie got games.
Speaking of rugby, right here.
Very nice.
Got a rugby ball. I play rugby.
I respect that. An American that actually plays a half decent version of football.
Hey, there you go, Ed. You got respect from the Australian.
Eduardo.
Yeah, dude. American football does not have my respect, so I respect an American that plays rugby.
None of what?
I mean, let's be real. Who needs to wear helmets and pads and armor when they go to play a game of rugby? Like, come on.
When they get freaking... They just get freaking bumped. I mean, to be fair, football is pretty darn violent.
Yeah, rugby is too.
You know what? I don't doubt it.
Rugby, they actually teach you how to tackle. In football, they teach you with your head.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's true.
In rugby, just a freaking tackle football. Just a freaking headbutt. So I guess, Ash, I want to also ask you, what about the wildfires? Like, I want to know about, were you there when the really bad wildfire? Well, of course you were there. But, like, what was the experience like when you had to deal with the wildfire?
Oh, I've got a lot of interesting stories about this, actually. So, you know how I talked about my uncle, who lives on a farm?
Yeah.
He also happens...
I'm so sorry, Darren. What the hell are you doing? Why are you trying to...
Is that like a... What?
Among Us likes you guys.
Oh, I thought that was like a Snorlax plushie.
It's Among Us.
I thought that was a Snorlax plushie.
Oh, I can...
Among Us is so much worse.
I can see Ash now, he's moving.
We dance, we dance,
we dance, we go crazy, yo.
But yeah, Harrison, I do need to correct you. They're not called wildfires in Australia. We call them bushfires, which is the correct term. Yeah, no wildfires, just bushfires. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 2020. But during 2020,
Gabe was trying to talk and he muted.
Sorry. Okay, let's count how many people here are in America. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How many people are in Australia? 1.
In terms of...
So, really, the correct term is wildfire.
Yo!
But, Gabe, oh my God. I make up for all 6 of you because I'm 6'5" and you guys are all, like, 1 foot between you.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, bye, Lewis.
Damn,
Lewis.
He's got me there.
Lewis left because he's like, oh, shit. Lewis got schooled.
Oh, and now the numbers
he didn't
want to
get crapped on because of his height.
But yeah, so I think it was 2020.
For context, I am 5'8".
Oh, that's rough. Dude, I feel so sorry for you. You're below average.
Below? Oh, I make up for other things, so.
Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, buddy.
Oh, trust me, I'm not.
There you go, you got it.
But anyway, back to the bushfires. Bushfires, not wildfires, bushfires. So my uncle, he happens to also be the volunteer fire captain of the area that he lives in. Which essentially means that he was in charge of a lot of the operations around that area. And my dad and I had recently bought ourselves 2 new motorbikes. That's actually something that I'm really into is dirt bike riding. So we went up and joined him up there so we could help out with the fires. And this was in probably one of the areas where the fires were the absolute worst. Like, this is northern New South Wales. The fires up there were horrendous, like really, really, really bad.
Hmm.
And my uncle was probably getting like a max of like 3 hours of sleep a day. Like in a 24-hour period, he'd get 3 hours of sleep because that's just how constantly he was working with all the bushfires going on and stuff. But my dad and I went up there because we wanted to help out. And I was relatively new to motorbike riding. Like, I'd ridden a motorbike plenty of times before, but like I hadn't like properly done much motorbike riding, like over hard terrain or anything like this. So my dad just like sits me on my motorbike. Basically I'm like 18, six, how old was I? 17, 16? I don't know. But anyway, basically sits me on a motorbike and we basically end up riding for 6 hours a day for like 2 weeks straight. Literally riding straight through fire fronts. Like, I remember several times where I literally like jumped over fire fronts and stuff like that into the back lines of the fire and stuff like that. And we were doing back burning and all this sort of stuff to try and reduce the fire. Cause we were trying to stop it from getting to, farmland, like where my uncle lives and stuff like that. And so, my uncle, my dad and I, we rode for 6 hours a day, like every day for 2 weeks, just riding around, putting out spot fires, which are like fires that have started from embers from other fires. We were like finding new fires that needed to be put out and calling it in on the radios. And we were doing all of this crap. And like, we were doing it just nonstop. We had some nights where we were like back burning until 3 a.m. in the morning and stuff like that. Because like the fires that year were just so, so horrendous. I mean, I'm pretty sure you could see like the smoke from outer space and stuff like that. That was how crazy it was. Like, it was insane how bad it was. And to make matters worse, right, even back home, and I live sort of towards the southern end of New South Wales, even back home, our place was being threatened. So our house, my family home, was being threatened. It wasn't as severe as up north, but it was still bad. And we had a trip planned that we had dropped like, I don't know, $60,000 on to go to Africa for a few weeks and go on like a bunch of safaris around Africa and stuff like that. So we were left with the option of either stay at home and like make sure that our house stays safe, or go to Africa and just hope that it stays safe without us. So my dad rigged up a sprinkler system on the roof of our house. And we just said, you know, screw it. We're not going to waste this Africa trip. Like we're not going to waste that. And we went to Africa, and we were in Africa and we were just chilling and we were keeping an eye on the fires. The fires seemed to start to die down. We were like, this is great. The fires are going down. And we're sitting in our hotel one day, and just over the TV, we hear about this thing that is being called COVID SARS-5 or whatever it was. I can't remember what the first name we heard it by was. And we just started hearing about this thing, and we're like, huh, this is weird. Like, there's this new virus thing that's coming about. And then we get back from Africa, and on our way back was when they had just started doing temperature tests. We get back from Africa. I get a few weeks at school or something like that, and then we immediately go into lockdown. So I did the entire fire thing, then got like a bit of a sabbatical going to Africa. In Africa, COVID started up. I get back to Australia, have a few weeks of school, and then get put on lockdown. And then it was like that for like 2 years. So it was a pretty hectic time. But
yikes.
Yeah, those bushfires are pretty crazy.
That definitely sounds like a very hectic time.
Yeah, to make matters worse, I actually had to do my final exams, what we call the HSE. I had to do those in COVID conditions. So we were all in like individual classrooms. We all had to wear masks the entire time. What else? Australia was weirdly strict about school systems and with COVID. It was kind of annoying. There was a bunch of other things. I had to do so we have these things called HSE trials, which is essentially where you do your HSE like a few months before your actual HSE. And it's pretty much, I don't know how to explain it, but it goes towards your school grade, but not towards your actual like final grade. And I actually had to do that online. Like I had to do that via a computer while on a Zoom call. And being monitored, so like to find that I wasn't cheating, it was crazy.
Damn.
But yeah, it was pretty hectic.
Sounds like it was pretty hectic.
It was good fun though. I have some good memories.
Good memories involving fire.
Some of the stories that I've heard are just insane. Like my uncle, I think had to like find like bodies of burn victims and stuff like that, and all this horrible stuff. Yeah, there was a car fire at one stage that was caused by it. These people were trying to drive through it and their car got like succumbed to the flame and they got like burnt alive in their car. There was like a couple towns that were basically completely flattened by the fires. Although I do have to specify, these towns were basically glorified hippie communes. They basically just were hippie communes. They were basically, I can't remember the names of them, but basically they were places that someone had just bought a property and allowed like an unlimited number of people to live on it. So pretty much just a hippie commune. But yeah, though there were a couple towns like that that got completely flattened. And yeah, just Australian bushfire fighters, like firefighters and stuff like that, are just on next level. Like, you guys see what happens in California and you're like, oh crap, this is bad. But like, versus Australia, like, you guys ain't seen nothing. I mean, not saying that Californian wildfires aren't bad, but like, Australian bushfires just take it to a whole nother level. Because I'm not sure if you guys know this, but Australia is literally designed to have bushfires. Like, we have to have bushfires. Literally all of the fauna in Australia, no, sorry, not fauna, flora, like all of the Australian flora is like has evolved over time so that in order to germinate, in order to reproduce, they actually have to have bushfires come through. There's a certain
Germany!
Heat ceiling. There's a certain heat ceiling that certain plants have, whereby they have to get, like, they have to get really hot, like heat that can only be brought by a fire, to actually get, to actually, like, burst seed pods open and germinate and be embedded into the soil. Like, I wonder, can I screen share with you guys? I'll show you a crazy photo.
I'm pretty sure you're able to do it.
Yes, if you're using a PC, there should be a share option next to the leave call button.
But this is what the change makes. I don't know if you guys can actually see this right now, but this is the change that it makes. I can send the photo to you, Harrison.
Oh yeah, yeah, but the screen, yeah, we got the screen share.
But this is what it looks like. Okay. Like immediately after fires, and then that there is probably only a few weeks after. Like that's how quickly the Australian bush bounces back. Because literally, like, the trees are made for it. Every single native plant life in Australia is made to like, basically thrive under bushfires. So it's not even about a survival thing. It's literally they are designed so that they do better from bushfires. Which is actually a big perk when it comes to invasive species. So species that have been introduced from overseas, because all you actually have to do is send a bushfire through, like a controlled burn, send it through, and that basically causes all of the invasive species to die, while all of the Australian species survive fine. It's actually really cool. Like I've seen it happen. So that screen share that I gave you, I've seen that exact thing happen before. Like I've been riding through one area when it's like completely on fire, like still on fire. Then I've ridden through it like a week later when it's like just charcoal, bare charcoal everywhere. And then I've ridden through it like a month later where it's like the most lush that I've ever seen that area before. It's crazy.
There's a big part of me that really wants to disable chat.
Do it.
Why?
What the? I'm trying to listen to this and I'm hearing this bullshit.
I'm paying attention.
And I'm subjected to this bullshit that you got.
Gabe, did you just cock that gun by the barrel?
You didn't see that.
What? How does that even? I thought Lugas, don't you like flick it up? Isn't that how Luger works? I don't know.
Yes, the toggle lock on the back.
Yeah. Oh, so you can actually do that
with the toggle barrel. Cam.
I was just saying the worst action. It's so unfortunate. So you can actually push
the
barrel
really, you
back.
Shouldn't be able to do that at all.
Apparently you can.
Whoa. Oh. All right.
Very into.
Trying to get me killed?
No.
German boy.
Alright, so, just trying to think of, do you guys have any other more questions for our Aussie friend right here?
Yes!
That helps.
Darren. You know I'm not that way.
Handsome German. Handsome German.
Handsome German. Deutsche.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah. Ashton, I apologize for being friends with these guys. I have one who...
If you apologize, I'm coming over to your house.
Hey, you invited me to your
friend
group.
Well, I can... If you want, I can just tell you guys a little bit about myself and stuff like that, if you want. Or, I don't know.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
Okay, well, I know who I am, but I'm not sure what I'm doing here. I don't even know why I'm here. I just woke up this morning and Harrison was like, yo, jump on. And I was like, okay. Well, but no. So, my name is Ashton Simon James Gresham. I am 19, about to turn 20 in a week and a half. I study medical science. And in an hour's time, I have to be at a human pathophysiology class. What is it? A human... I don't know how to say it. Human pathophysiology class in an hour. And then I've got an immunology class after that, which is fun. I also do a lot of work for my church. I am a youth group leader, which is fun, but also very exhausting. I like riding motorbikes. I like skiing. I like reading books. I like running. I'm training for a marathon at the moment, for the Sydney Marathon. I'm not running a full 42Ks. I'm running 10Ks with a group. I would have liked to do a half marathon, but my group only wanted to do 10Ks, so I'm only doing 10Ks. But it's like 10Ks for the Sydney Marathon. It's like the Sydney Marathon, but I'm only doing 10Ks within it. I'm not doing the full marathon. Anyway. But yeah, and I, what else? I am aspiring to potentially start doing content creation, which is why I'm very glad to be here with you. Very Ooh. Interesting Ooh. Gentlemen.
Oh, interesting.
We are very glad to have you.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have been done in the intro, but whatever.
Yeah, we've just been, we're getting a lot more guests, as you just noticed. We have our guests. It's all right, you know.
Oh, well.
This was a little, like, off the chambers of doing this. Like, we just said, screw it. This is a little bit unprepared, but, you know, hey, we made it happen. And plus, our guest wait list is long enough. We have, I think we're going to have two other guest stars on, and then one guest wait list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we do, Gabe.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way.
Anyway,
I have a pair of those too, Harry.
Wow, Gabe, why do you have to insult everything I freaking do?
Insult? I said I don't believe that we have a guest list. There's no way.
Did you look on the Discord?
Let's look at the Discord.
You made him mad.
What's and look at the freaking rolls.
Rivers.
At the rolls. Harris is just casually flexing that he's the owner of the Discord.
I know, right? That's funny. I have the crown thing.
Gabe is just. Hey, let's go. I'm listed as a guest star. Let's go.
We're gonna get another one on, and hopefully part two happens. That's still up in the air. If you know, you know. That's all I'm gonna say. If you know, you know.
Basically, Harrison, you just need to make this video perform, like, really, really well so it outperforms Hannah. That's all I want from this. Because I think it'd just be hilarious if it outperformed
Hannah. This just outperforms Hannah in her content.
Just, like, name the title. Like, do Australians versus Americans or something stupid.
To
make it as clickbaity as possible.
This is what's gonna freaking be the episode: Australian versus Americans. There we go. Thanks for the title.
That's so clickbaity. You could just do that, and that'll surely outperform Hannah.
Anyway.
Oh God.
But yeah, one of the perks of I will say one of the perks about Australia is we have real food. We're not always eating fake food, which is fantastic. What else do we have over you? I don't know. I'm sure there's other things. Well, there are some horrible things. Oh yeah, we don't have like the most polarized political landscape in the world, although it's getting close to that.
To be fair, I could not be interested in politics at all, at least in the current state. It's just
fair enough.
It's
fair
just
enough.
A mess.
I feel like that's how people are getting in the US now. They're just like, I'm just gonna push myself away from it. Like, I don't want to be near this. Anyone who has a moderate to like conservative view generally is just like, yeah, no, I'd prefer not to be involved just because this is so stupid.
Gabe, you really pulled out the rules.
You told me to look at them.
Not the rules, the roles.
Oh, rolls. Oh, I'm like, there's no guest star here.
The rolls.
The rolls. I thought you said rules. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Okay.
That's funny.
That's funny. I need sleep.
Yeah. You need a new pair of ears. That's what you need.
Okay, Harrison, Supreme Chancellor, which is me, Raccoon Gamer, bots, member, guests. Oh wow. Six people.
If Gabe,
but we can eliminate half of them because they've already been here.
Oh, that's another thing that Australians have over Americans is that we can actually pronounce words like better than Americans. I wouldn't say properly, but better.
What do you mean?
I mean, look, like, for instance, Gabe just said Chancellor. Who says Chancellor? Chancellor. Oh my gosh, that sounds horrible.
What did I say?
Chancellor. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's enough now.
Oh, freaking tomato.
Stop making fun of me.
It doesn't feel good, does it, Gabe?
What?
Be made fun of nonstop, Gabe.
What? I don't make fun of you nonstop. You're full of crap.
Oh, aluminum. You guys say aluminum, don't you?
Aluminum.
Aluminum. That's so sad.
We don't say aluminium. It's aluminum.
It's aluminium. Look. You look up how it's spelt, and I'm pretty sure you guys spell it the same way.
Aluminium sounds stupid.
It's literally A-L-U. Wait.
Aluminum.
No, it's I-U-M.
Oh, shit.
It's literally
there's
spelled
a second
I-U-M.
I in there. I didn't know
yes.
that. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. That's funny.
There is a second I in there. It's not pronounced with just a U.
Oh, aluminum in North American language.
Wait, do you guys please tell
the
me
the second
guys
I is after the N.
Yeah. It's A-L-U-M-I-N-I-U-M. Aluminium.
So apparently in North American English it is spelled A-L-U-M-I-N-U-M.
Yeah, and that's stupid. Why would you guys name it that?
I don't know. I was born here.
You get rid of like the U in color? Like with, why? Why do you feel the need to be different? Like you're just insecure.
I guess.
That's what you Americans are. You're just so insecure that you need to change everything. It's like, what? Who came up?
I don't know. I didn't make the rules.
Who came up with freaking inches or like feet or yards or whatever? Like, what is wrong with the metric system? Please.
I know a dumbass came up with inches because I don't like inches myself.
I honestly do start using meters more just because it's been.
Well, freaking Fahrenheit. Who came up with Fahrenheit? Oh my gosh.
Fahrenheit, the guy.
It's
apparently.
Like, so disappointing. I mean.
I don't know. But I will agree with you that inches, the United States measurement system, I do not like very much.
Gabe, for that.
I prefer metric.
For that, I respect you a little bit more.
Thank you.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, I really don't like because everything else just uses meters and stuff. I'm like, I'm just gonna use that. Try to more.
Yeah, because in my my major, engineering, computer aided drafting, we deal with a lot of numbers, and I just hate inches.
Fair enough.
It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine having to use freaking inches to measure like actual precise stuff and things like that, because it's just I mean, who, like, it's like why would someone say like quarter of an inch as opposed
to, I don't
want to, like,
use fractions.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who would want to use fractions over just saying like 2 millimeters or something? Like, like, because then you've got to think through the process to get to the fraction. It's like, why? That's so convoluted.
Yeah, 1 millimeter. 1/32nd. Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I do agree with that. That is a little.
Wait, is that the equivalent? Is it 1/32nd? Is that a millimeter?
What's one millimeter? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's just Gabe said something.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Man, we've been going for like an hour and 18 minutes now. Although a lot of that's probably going to get cut, but I'm just gonna see.
Oh, you bet.
Did my thing upload or not from the front of when I was here the first
did.
Time?
Hold on.
What happened to Ed?
Ed freaking died. Ed pulled a Hannah, okay?
Oh.
Ed pulled a Hannah. That's what happened. Man forgot to charge his phone.
Oh.
What a. Harrison, bleep that out. Anyway,
Oh, you're gonna need to bleep a lot more shit out.
Jeez, Harrison, what's your language?
You know what? Let's bleep over Darren.
Watch my life. Oh my god.
Okay, that's actually hurting my ears, Darren. Darren!
Anyway, so I'm just trying to find a good Q&A thing we can just end this on. I guess we could do this one. What is the most daredevil thing you would realistically do?
For me. I'm sorry. A daredevil thing that I would what?
That you would realistically do.
Drive really fast and not get caught.
Bro, that's so lame.
I don't know. I don't think of, I'm going to blow the world up today or something. I don't think like that.
I don't think anyone was thinking like that.
Oh, maybe I do a little bit, but.
Gabe has the.
I don't understand. Like,
me villain.
Who is it? Who is
we
it?
We are going
you
to steal the moon.
It's like, what is the most daredevil thing you would do? And you and like, who is it that answers, oh, I don't know, blow up the world? Like, what? What is your thought process? How did you get to that?
It just popped in my head. Like, it's always been there. I don't know.
I worry about you, Gabe. I really worry about you. Maybe you need to go get some help.
I probably should.
Anyway, probably the most realistic daredevil thing I would do is probably skydive.
Dude, that's lame as well. That's so generic.
I can't. I'm too afraid of heights.
What the heck? You guys, Americans are wusses. What?
What would you do?
I don't know. I'd struggle
punch
to find
a kangaroo.
One that I wouldn't do. Like, I would genuinely struggle to find one that I wouldn't do. Like, I mean, I think,
man,
I'd be willing to try wingsuiting if it was out of a plane. I probably wouldn't do it as a base jump, but I don't know. There's a lot of different things that I'd be willing to do just for the experience, honestly. I mean, I already do like a lot of extreme sports and stuff like that. Like, I mean, motorbike riding, and I'm trying to get better at skiing. I'm not very experienced with skiing, but like, I'm getting better. I've only gone skiing twice, and I've already done a black run before. So, like, I generally, when it comes to these sort of things, I try and push myself a lot.
Mm.
So yeah.
All right, interesting.
I would probably struggle to find something
that
I would do.
Darren, what's the most realistic daredevil thing you would do? Darren is thinking.
Like, hijack an airplane, maybe?
What? Hijack an airplane?
I feel like would be a
sure
one.
Yes, I'd like
America,
to report a terrorist.
Especially in America, that would probably be a very, very dumb thing to do. That would quite possibly end in your death, I think.
I wouldn't say that.
That would be dumb.
Unless you're talking like an RA aircraft, like it's just a freaking aircraft or something. Like in that case, probably not. But
within my limits, I don't know. I wanted to say skydiving also because, like the whole thing behind it is like, you don't, or like when you're up that like high. You don't like realize that you're that high, and I kind of want to like experience free falling too,
fall
and just get like faster and faster. Because like if your parachute fails, right, you're dead.
That's why you have a backup.
So like when you're just like, so when you're like skydiving, right? I don't know how to like explain it, but like I'd say skydiving because if everything fails, it's like you literally see death coming towards you. But like, I want to experience that like rush too.
You want to experience the death part?
No.
Oh,
I want to like experience that like rush of just like jumping out and just like free falling. I don't know.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, there is a reserve chute, and if that fails, you're dead.
And then dies, yeah.
Who joined?
Lewis.
It's Lewis joined back, just as we're wrapping stuff up.
All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
Anyway, so, yeah. I guess now that you both are here, Lewis, what's the most daredevil thing you would do?
Or devil?
Yes.
Daredevil would be like, literally somebody telling somebody, yo, you won't do this, and then you do it. That's daredevil shit. So, I'd have to, like, somebody would ask me. Somebody would be like, yo, I bet you can't do this, so I can't really... I don't really have anything to daredevil. Like, what? Like, it'd be different if, like, Harrison be like, yo, I bet you can't jump off this bridge right here. You know what I mean? And then I'd be like, oh, say less.
Just freaking.
Apparently, mine's too extreme, so I have to get the help.
I'm the sort of person that if you bet me money on doing something, I would 100% go and do it. Like if we were walking along like a pretty tall bridge, like across a river, and you're like, dude, I'll give you $20 if you jump off this, I would do it. Like, it doesn't take much for me to do something stupid.
Golden Gate, jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
I don't think I would do that. I think that's a death wish. But
most daredevil thing I would do is I would surprise Gabe at his house at like 3 a.m, but dressed in all black so you don't see me, right? And wear a ski mask and get a fake gun. I mean, sorry, a fake weapon and then post up in front of Gabe's house at 3 a.m. and be like, yo, get your ass out of here, man. Get your ass out of here, huh?
If you do that, you're going to get shot on the spot. Don't do that.
I was gonna say in America that's a pretty big risk to do that sort of thing, like impersonating a robber.
In America, that's how you get shot.
And I'm gonna point it at Gabe. Be like, come out. That's the most.
And this is what I'm gonna do, Darren. No.
I got a 50% chance of survival, but you know what?
No, you got a 20% chance.
Why is it that all of Darren's suggestions are one where he's like considering putting himself in a situation where he's very likely to die? Like, he literally specifically talks about death when it comes to skydiving. He talks about hijacking a plane, which he would probably die in because he'd get killed. I feel like you're not making the wisest decisions. Like, there's daredevil and then there's just
he's
stupid.
Just,
like, just
even
straight
better
up plain
if you
stupid.
Leave your doors unlocked. If you leave your doors unlocked, I'm coming in your house.
He's a different breed of stupid.
I'm very glad then that I live very, very far away from you, Darren.
If your doors and your windows are unlocked, even better. I'm coming in your house.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear.
You want to know who I am?
Oh, my God.
Talk about Daredevil. That's it right there.
Anyway, and since Zaire has not talked throughout this entire episode.
Oh, I forgot he was even here.
I've been listening. I'm just shocked.
Oh. What's the most daredevil thing you would do, Zaire? I gotta know.
Huh? I remembered trying to do some Jackass show with my brothers.
Oh no.
I'm just imagining Zaire just with a freaking like doing the shopping cart thing from Jackass, just going down the freaking street. Riding a shopping cart.
Oh, that gives me an idea. Engineer a shopping cart with 2 rockets on it. Just like the little Bad Piggies game.
Like the freaking Angry Birds.
And aim it into the New York City Square, Madison Garden. And see what happens. If it hits people, cars, blows up a building, that'd be so fun to watch. Of course, then again, I'd have the FBI right on my ass, too, after that, but...
Okay, so... Yeah, this is definitely one of the episodes. Like, this is what I will have to say. This is one of the episodes. So... Yeah, so, Ash, I want to thank you for coming on this episode, or...
Oh, thank you for having me, boys.
I am sorry.
that's okay, Harrison. No need to apologize on their behalf. Although I do expect an apology from all of you guys. Other than Harrison. Harrison, you're beautiful. I love you.
No. No.
Thank you.
Damn.
I didn't say shit. What did I do?
Oh, wait, yeah, Zai, you're fine. You're fine.
I sincerely apologize or whatever. Yo, somebody... No, I apologize for the way that I acted on this podcast. This is not usually how I am outside.
Anyway, guys, I gotta head off because I gotta make sure I get to my class on time.
Yeah, understandable. We're just about to wrap things up, so yeah, I'll just do closing statements here, and then we can just call this an episode. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please download it on Spotify. Also share it around. Also follow our Instagram, Digital Pandemonium. We would greatly appreciate that. Also subscribe to the YouTube channel, and also join the Discord. Link will be in the description. And until then, see you next time.